Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. It's Monday, May 4th. It looks like the end is near for Guantanamo, but it's not clear exactly how that end will come. Today, we'll talk about what needs to happen in order for the United States to close the prison. And later in the show, we'll hear from former detainees in Yemen.
We think the U.S. government needs to provide the Yemenis with economic compensation and a comprehensive rehabilitation program.
U.S. President Barack Obama pledged to shut down Guantanamo by the end of this year. Now U.S. officials say they'll accept some of the 17 Uyghurs from Guantanamo for resettlement in the United States. Uyghurs are Chinese Muslims who would face persecution if they were returned to China. The U.S. is hoping that this gesture will encourage European countries, like Germany, to accept some other former detainees. And last week, U.S. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates said that the Obama administration may continue to use military commissions to prosecute detainees that are still deemed dangerous. We're joined by Stacey Sullivan. She's counterterrorism expert at Human Rights Watch. She says the U.S. should try terror suspects in federal court.
The Bush administration created these military commissions to try terrorism suspects basically because it wanted to use evidence that was obtained through coercion and torture. In the seven, almost 8 years now since the military commissions have been in existence, three terrorist suspects have been prosecuted. That's three. One was an Australian kangaroo skinner who served 6 months in his native Australia. One was Osama bin Laden's driver, Salim Hamdan, who was sentenced to a suspended six-month sentence in his native Yemen, and he's now free also. And then one was Osama bin Laden's media director who boycotted his trial, sat mute, and was sentenced to life. All of the other – and by the way, only 24 people were – 24 terrorist suspects were ever even charged from Guantanamo of the 800 or so that have passed through Guantanamo. The federal court system, meanwhile, has tried about 150 terrorism suspects and gotten pretty long sentences for most of them that face trial. The U.S. federal courts have a long – and reliable history of prosecuting terrorism suspects. The alternate judicial system created by the Bush administration has a terrible record at prosecuting terrorism suspects. I think there's no question, apart from all of the due process violations that were inherent in the Bush administration's military commissions, it was a really inefficient way to prosecute terrorism suspects. And I think for those
Obama hasn't moved on this yet.
Well, Obama came in on day two. He issued an executive order halting the military commissions. He ordered a 120-day halt while his administration studied them to see, you know, what their flaws were and how terrorism suspects could actually be prosecuted. We definitely welcome this halt. And we think the Obama administration will probably charge those who can be charged and prosecute them in U.S. federal courts. That's what we advocate. We don't know for sure that that's going to happen because the administration left open the possibility of reconstituting the military commissions. Well, obviously, those who can be charged, who actually committed terrorist acts, should be charged and tried in the U.S. criminal justice system. Those who were picked up by mistake and who should have never been in Guantanamo in the first place should be returned to their countries of origin.
And that's where the holdup is, it seems.
This is where the holdup is. There's about 50 detainees who cannot return home to their countries of origin because they have credible fears of torture. There's an Uzbek detainee. We know that Uzbekistan has one of the worst human rights records in the world. There are a couple of Libyan detainees, a Russian. They cannot return home to their countries of origin for fear that they'll be tortured. Now, the question is what to do with these men.
And these are people who won't stand trial in the United States.
These are people who have already been cleared for release or transfer, who have basically been cleared of any wrongdoing. They've now been held for 7 years without charge, and they need to be released. Some European Union countries have said that they would be willing to resettle some of these men, but not until the U.S. takes in at least a few of them itself.
How is it determined, based on who's left there, who is dangerous, who really should face charges, and who should go free?
In his executive order, President Obama called for the creation of a special task force that would review all of the files of the remaining detainees to examine who actually might have actually committed a crime and who is there by mistake. And as we know, a large percentage, the majority of the men who were detained at Guantanamo Bay over time were picked up in exchange for bounty and handed over. And in many cases, I mean, there's something about 800 men have passed through Guantanamo over the last 7 years. 24 have actually been charged with crimes before the military commissions. There's 240 left. That means about 500 have been released. The overwhelming majority of those who were released to complete freedom, which gives you an idea of who we had at Guantanamo. If they had actually been guilty of terrorist crimes, you can bet that the Bush administration would not have been releasing them to complete freedom. So this task force that the Obama administration has called for is going to review the files to determine who these men are, what they're accused of, and then decide who can be released and who can be charged.
And then there's also a stumbling block with Yemen, which we're going to talk about later in the show. But just tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah. One of the biggest obstacles to closing Guantanamo is Yemen. About 100 of the 240 remaining detainees at Guantanamo are from Yemen. Even when Yemen does imprison detainees, it doesn't have a very good record of keeping them in prison. There have been some pretty spectacular prison breaks in Yemen and some pretty high-level terrorist suspects, including suspects who were wanted by the FBI, were able to escape by digging a tunnel. So what the United States – or sorry, what Human Rights Watch has recommended is that the United States work with Yemen to establish some kind of rehabilitation program so that when these men are released back to Yemen, they can have some kind of job training and will have some help in reintegrating into society so that they won't be so susceptible to terrorist recruiters. Well, talks on this Yemeni rehabilitation program have gone nowhere. The Yemeni government has basically stated that they'd like to create this program, but they need the equivalent of $1 million per detainee from the United States. But they haven't actually provided any kind of details about what this program would look like. So until we can get some kind of Yemeni rehabilitation program established, it's going to be pretty hard to close Guantanamo because it's going to be hard to send those 100 Yemenis back to Yemen.
That was Stacey Sullivan, counterterrorism advisor at Human Rights Watch. And now more on Yemen. Human Rights Watch researcher Letta Taylor visited Yemen last year. She spoke with former detainees there who say they're having trouble putting their lives back together.
Malik al-Dabi is from Yemen. He was arrested by authorities in Pakistan in September of 2001. He says he was tortured in three U.S.-run prisons and then held in Guantanamo for 4 years. He was never charged with anything and never tried.
If someone is guilty and you have caught him based on his criminal actions, that's fair. But if someone is innocent and is punished for nothing, that really makes me feel sad.
Now Malik is back in Yemen. He says coming home hasn't been easy. His wife died soon after he returned. He hardly recognized his two youngest children. He says he deserves help from the United States.
I've lost a lot of things. I've lost my health. I've lost my wife. I've lost the youth of my children, my career, and I've lost years. It's fair to have compensation.
They feel, in many cases, broken. And they say they just need a little help to get started.
That's Letta Taylor. She's a researcher at Human Rights Watch. She recently interviewed Malik and other former detainees in Yemen. We've changed their names for security reasons. So far, 14 detainees have been returned to Yemen from Guantanamo. Taylor says these men feel unwelcome in their own country.
Many of these men feel stigmatized. Many of them have had trouble getting jobs. As one prisoner told us, once people know you've been in Guantanamo, they don't want to give you a job. They're afraid.
Of the more than 240 detainees left in Guantanamo, nearly half are from Yemen. But the United States and Yemen can't agree on what should happen to those detainees. Taylor worries they'll just be dumped back in Yemen with no help, like the 14 before them. She fears their lack of options could make the men vulnerable to recruitment from al-Qaeda, which is active in Yemen.
We think the U.S. government needs to provide the Yemenis with economic compensation and a comprehensive rehabilitation program that includes psychological counseling, health care, job training, whatever they need to help them adjust to life back in Yemen and move on to a new chapter of their lives.
Instead of getting help, all the detainees who've returned to Yemen have faced more detention. Fahmy Mohammed spent 2 years in Guantanamo. He returned to Yemen in 2004. The Yemeni government put him in prison for another 2 years. He didn't have access to a lawyer, and he says conditions were better in Guantanamo.
I came back to my country expecting open doors and open hearts, not prison gates.
Fahmy is out of prison now, but his father calls him a burden and has twice kicked him out of the house. He can't afford to live with his wife and son because he hasn't been able to find a job.
Being a former Guantanamo detainee, then having been in Yemeni prison after that, makes it hard, because anyone who knows about this is not going to employ me.
Taylor says Yemeni authorities shouldn't assume these men are terrorists simply because the United States held them at Guantanamo. She says the best way to prevent the men from becoming a threat is to help them reintegrate into their society and repair their lives.
That's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. I'll be out next week, but we'll be back soon.